I have been refreshed, and I have been strengthened tonight. What I want us to think about tonight, salvation is also an endurance. We don't know who the writer of Hebrews was. I think it was Paul. Probably wrote, because he wrote a lot about racing and things like that. Hebrews 12, we are to endure. And if we endure, the victory will be ours. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud or report of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, to the author and finisher, or perfecter in some translations, of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's where he is today. He is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. If you're not a Christian tonight, you have to be a Christian in order to enjoy the blessings that we've sang about tonight, the victory that will be ours. You must be a Christian. Baptism is not an option. It's not if you want to, you must. I know most of us here tonight are Christians. So if you have not made that choice, please make that choice tonight. Walk that aisle. Because as stated in God's Word, we don't know when Jesus will come back to claim his bride. But we want to hear those sayings, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter the joys that have been prepared." We don't want to hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And if you are a Christian tonight and you have done those things that are not pleasing in God's sight, if it's of a public nature, please come down and repent of those things. And we will pray with you, pray for you. But if it's a sin that only God knows about, just pray to God and he will forgive you so that you can be cleansed and walk in newness of life. So if you have a choice, if you have not made the choice tonight, and if we can assist you in any manner, would you please come as we stand and sing at this time?